Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets are called mostly steady in what is expected to be a slow trade to end the week. Terminals are called steady to weaker, tops from 45.50 to 48.50. Peoria called steady to 50 cents lower today with a top price of 45.50. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, September 14th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 16,073. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $59 to $70. The weighted average was $67.57, a gain of 44 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.79 to $54.37. The weighted average was $51.78. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 14,428. The base price range was $60 to $70.15. The weighted average was $67.84, a gain of 16 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.50 to $54.29, and the weighted average was $51.22.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwestern weather, we get a few days of good crop maturation weather here as temperatures are going to warm up well up into the 70s, if not 80s, in all of the Corn Belt, even up into Minnesota and Wisconsin. Some warm weather today and tomorrow before cooler air starts to push in. And it does look like we are going to have the coldest air of the season coming in next week. And there are some concerns for the upper Midwest that there will be some frosty areas. And, of course, frost in any place that the crops are not yet mature will cause some impact and could cause some yield losses. Now, probably the biggest concern would be if that frost area gets farther south than is currently anticipated. One model we look at, the U.S. medium range forecast model, is indicating some cold air getting, and when I say cold air, temperatures getting down to the freeze mark, getting down as far south as northern Iowa. However, that's probably a little bit overdone. We've seen this in the past where with some of these air masses at this time of year, they plunge the cold air down a little bit too far. There's also been enough moisture of late that helps to retard the cooling of the air. And also, until high pressure builds in, there's going to be a lot of cloud cover around where the coldest areas. So it's going to be difficult for temperatures to get down to the freeze mark in the Midwest Corn Belt. I think the biggest risk areas are going to be up north. And in specifics, we're looking at once we get into Tuesday morning, the eastern Dakotas into at least western Minnesota, the chance of getting some frost. And that could get as far south as the Minnesota-Iowa border. And then when we get into Wednesday morning, that area shifts farther to the east. Portions of Wisconsin and Michigan, central Wisconsin, central Michigan could get some scattered frost at that point. Of course, frost, not only do you need the temperature cold enough, but again, you need a clear sky and light winds. And the clear sky part of the equation is a little bit iffy, at least at first. So while the coldest air comes in the early part of next week, it may not be till the middle of the week to where frost becomes a little bit more of a threat. And as far as most of Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, No real threat. If there's any threat area in Iowa, it'd be the northernmost tier of counties bordering Minnesota, and that would be just a light frost in those areas. So that's what we're looking at right now. That's the biggest concern. And then we have another weather system that may move across the upper Midwest the middle of next week and may develop a little bit of rain, but right now it doesn't look that impressive. And there could also be a southern branch system passing through the southern Midwest the middle of next week. Now, when we look at the next week as a whole, how does the weather fare compared to crops? Well, it's not going to be ideal in that we will have some showers late this weekend and early next week with the transition from the warm this weekend to colder next week, and then those other nuisance systems coming through later next week. But on the other hand, I don't see us getting into a really wet weather pattern where we just continually are building mud out there. So we have a mixed bag scenario. We'll have some showers come through every few days, so we'll have dry weather in between. So we're not going into a really wet or dry weather pattern. We're not looking at a week straight of dry weather to help dry down the crops. But on the other hand, we're not looking for a wet weather pattern where rain just sits over us for days on end either. It's going to be a mixed scenario in that regard. Quick look at South America. I'll just tell you that once again, during the last 24 hours, some rain fell in parts of Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina in Brazil, on over into southern Paraguay, but it stayed dry in Argentina. And for the wheat in Argentina, it remains dry. Unusually strong high-pressure system is sitting off the Pacific coast of South America, and with winds blowing counterclockwise around highs, that's bringing cool, dry air in from the south into Argentina. So the wheat areas of Argentina remain very dry. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 4.59 unchanged, last trade down a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 3.91 and a quarter up 3/4, last trade up a half. March 4.09 and a quarter unchanged, last trade up a quarter. May 4.20 up 2, last trade up 2. July 4.24 unchanged, last trade up 3/4. December corn opened at 2.36, down 1.5, last trade down a quarter. March 2.51 and a quarter unchanged, last trade down a half. May 2.59 and a half unchanged, last trade down a half. July 2.67 and a quarter unchanged, last trade down 1.25. Redline December 2.82 3/4 unchanged, last trade down 3/4. November beans opened at 5.44 1/2, up a quarter, last trade up 3. January 5.53 down 5 3/4, last trade down a quarter. March 5.69 1/2 down a quarter, last trade unchanged. July 5.89 1/4 down a quarter, last trade up a quarter. October soybean meal opened at 158.60 unchanged, last trade unchanged. October soybean oil opened at 24.90 up 4, last trade up 3. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave.
What are the calls for this Friday morning, sir?
Sharply mixed. Kind of a wait-and-see attitude. I think, actually, we're going to start out maybe calling what happened overnight. Mixed start seen in the corn, flat up a penny in wheat and corn. Our beans may have a little bit of follow-through. Steady up 2 cents are the early calls.
What are you hoping to see in the trade to finish the week that might suggest that we're beginning to put some bottoms in these markets?
Well, I think maybe we need to look at the beans first. I guess we kind of feel that's still maybe a dead cat bounce, but we are seeing a short-term rally, probably in a bear market. 548 would be a settlement price on the November beans today that would be a higher close for the week, and we might be forming some type of significant lows, at least in the short term. Objective would be the 550, 555 area there, but I think 548 is the first thing we need to clear.
Corn markets just steadily declined in the last four trading sessions. Are we going to play a cat and mouse game with the contract low at 533.5, do you believe?
On corn?
On corn.
233.5. Yeah,
yes.
233.5. I think that's exactly right. I think right now most of the trade is kind of taking a sitting back, wait attitude, see what the combines tell us is actually out there. Is the government right? Are they yields even a little bit better? So from a fundamental point of view, it's just a time game right now for that. I think the important thing to watch on this is the 223 low that went off yesterday in September. Corn, 220 is really good support. So we need to make sure we hold that, and then maybe we can build a base off of that.
And has wheat fallen enough for the time being?
Well, that's a good question. It's certainly gone from the leader to the upside, and maybe to the accelerate to the downside. Last week it looked like we might be breaking out, and obviously it failed. Long-term charts on wheat are still supportive, but right now we need to see the 380 level hold in the Chicago front month, which would be the December on that also.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Dave.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.